Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, January 19th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Two members of the National Guard, who are supposed to help protect Washington, D.C., ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration, have reportedly been removed from their posts after they were found to have ties to fringe right-wing militias. The news comes after QAnon extremists have allegedly discussed a plot to dress up as National Guard troops in order to infiltrate and disrupt the inauguration. The Washington Post reports that some political dissenters have already been caught downloading and sharing maps of unidentified sensitive locations around the city, believing they would be able to infiltrate the areas. On Monday, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said there was, quote, no intelligence indicating an insider threat to Wednesday's inauguration ceremony, but added that law enforcement would be vetting National Guard personnel. Riley June Williams, the Capitol rioter who was accused of stealing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop, has finally been arrested. According to her ex-partner, Williams had a plan to sell the computer to Russian intelligence. In a criminal complaint filed last week, the FBI alleged that she had fled after being caught on camera at the Capitol riot in Washington, D.C. She was charged with illegally entering the Capitol with disorderly conduct. However, she has not been charged for theft because the FBI is still investigating that claim from her ex-partner. Pelosi's office has confirmed that a laptop was taken on January 6th during the insurrection. The Guardian reports that Williams was arrested in Pennsylvania on Monday. Her court date has not yet been announced. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine will reportedly become President-elect Biden's Secretary of Health. If so, Levine will be the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In a statement, Biden said Levine will bring, quote, steady leadership and essential expertise to his administration as it takes over the pandemic response. Levine's approach to the COVID-19 pandemic has won her widespread praise, but, unfortunately, she has also been the target of a wave of hate online. I wish they could have made this change 15 years ago when I was applying to college. The SAT will no longer include optional subject tests or an optional writing test. Thousands of students were unable to take the test last spring, and colleges have had to choose an incoming class without the results. The College Board said in a statement Tuesday that the pandemic, quote, accelerated a process already underway to reduce demands on students. The college prep company also said it is working on a version of the test that could be taken online and will announce further changes to the exam this spring. Lana Wells of Newport, Arkansas, says she was terminated from her job in the middle of a deadly pandemic for being a former sex worker. It was just 30 minutes before her shift started at Taco Bell when Wells' boss called to say she was terminated after a customer filed a formal complaint about her, saying there was a woman working the drive-thru who was doing internet porn. Allegedly, as a God-fearing Christian, the customer did not feel comfortable giving the establishment their business. Who knows exactly how this so-called God-fearing Christian even recognized an adult performer? Anywho, Wells started in the adult industry as a stripper, but stopped after getting married and having kids. To earn extra money for her family, she began shooting amateur porn. Wells has been featured on Pornhub, and she's received Adult Video News Award nominations for her work. But she recently stopped shooting porn due to COVID-19 concerns. The firing took Wells by surprise, she says, because she had disclosed her sex work to the manager at Taco Bell during the interview process and was told it would not be an issue. For the fact that she was let go for that reason, Wells said the decision, quote, felt like discrimination. Unfortunately, there is very little legal action she can take. According to the Arkansas Department of Labor and Licensing, Arkansas practices employment at will, which means that the employer or employee can end the relationship for whatever reason at any time. For the time being, Wells is not sure what she will do for work. The 33-year-old is concerned that other places will be hesitant to hire her for the same reason Taco Bell fired her. In her small town of only 8,000 people, Wells says, quote, "Everyone knows everybody's business." Despite her fears of contracting COVID-19 during the deadly pandemic, she may be forced to return to doing porn. The MyPillow guy, who shouts about the supposed wonderment that is his pillows and bedsheets and towels all over Fox News, has been an adamant ride or die for President Trump. He even thought it would be a good idea to help the president attempt to overturn American democracy. But now, the pillow salesman is finding out that there are repercussions for his senseless actions. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, who frankly sounds like he's on more caffeine than any other person could handle, has complained to a local Fox affiliate in Minnesota that major retailers are dropping his products. He told the network that Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, Wayfair, and HEB grocery stores were not a fan of him endorsing Trump's baseless claims about election fraud. Of course, he does not seem to get the severity of his views and claims that the retailers have caved to pressure from, quote, leftist groups. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.